USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago police say Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism in an effort to advance his career. The actor, who is black and gay, claiming he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-President Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Now the Chicago police superintendent says Smollett staged the attack to try to increase his salary.
Bogus police reports cause real harm.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson at a morning news conference.
They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city.
Smollett's in custody now, as he's been charged with filing a false police report. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
More now on the arrest of Jussie Smollett, the actor who's been charged with filing a false report for claiming he was attacked by two men wearing pro-Trump hats and yelling homophobic and racial slurs at him. The president has now reacted to news of his arrest by tweeting, "What about Make America Great Again and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments," end quote. Syracuse University basketball coach Jim Boeheim involved in a fatal car crash last night. New York State police say Boeheim was driving in bad weather when he accidentally hit and killed a man who was standing outside of another vehicle which had been involved in a minor accident. Police say drugs and alcohol are not believed to have been a factor in that crash. First-time jobless claims with a significant drop week-to-week last week, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An international summit began today at the Vatican to discuss the protection of minors in the Catholic Church, and it will run for the next several days as presidents of all of the bishops' conferences from around the world, as well as the heads of Eastern Catholic churches, heads of major Vatican offices, and leaders of religious orders are in attendance. Oakland, California teachers are on the picket lines today. The Oakland Education Association says this strike is happening because of big concerns about pay as well as oversized classes. If you have credit cards, perhaps you have some interest in this report. 39 million Americans said to be carrying credit card debt for at least the past 2 years. Another 8 million say they can't remember how long they've been in debt. And to be honest, this reporter is in that latter category. According to a new creditcards.com report, 59% of cardholders are carrying a balance on at least one card, with 56% of them having been in debt for at least a year. And about a third of the people with credit card debt say they needed to charge emergency expenses, from car repairs to medical bills to home expenses. Cardholders with annual incomes below $30,000 are the most likely to be carrying debt, as you might imagine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.